My sermon tonight is about how hard we work to make things perfect, and how us doing that really misses the point of the gospel, which we're reminded about on Christmas, because God doesn't come to us in perfect ways or places. The story of Christmas is that God comes into the mess with us. I finished my sermon early. I was feeling really good about it. I got to work this morning, came into the church to find our beloved organist, Charles, and our organ was broken. A priest's worst nightmare is that the copier breaks on Christmas Eve. Priests don't even let themselves think about the organ breaking. And as Charles and our music director, Derek, and I were talking through the different options, which included at some point me trying to convince Derek to let me get a U-Haul to bring in an electric organ from somewhere in the Poconos, I thought, oh. Okay. All of this continues my point. And Charles said to me when I told him, "You're not going to believe this, but here's what my sermon is about." "Oh, so you are preaching a word tonight." And I am. So here we go. Merry Christmas, God's people.
Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Look at you. You look lovely. Look at this church decked out in her Christmas finery. Hear this music. We even have a trumpet. We deck our church and our liturgy and ourselves in splendor on nights like tonight to declare that something special is happening. Our praise is always the proper response as we marvel at the inbreaking of God's kingdom, God's love into our world, over and over throughout creation, and tonight in the Word made flesh, the Christ child. But something that I've noticed in my life and in the life of the church is that we can confuse praise with perfection. And I wonder if any of you relate to this, feeling like how much we love something is measured by how perfectly we can show our love, how perfect we are. The trouble is, we're not perfect. So either we give up altogether or we try to fake it, which means that we either close ourselves off from God or we close ourselves off from parts of our real selves and our real lives. This here is the kind of place where I feel comfortable and confident welcoming Jesus, because we're at our best. I'm at my best. Things could be perfect. But Christ's birth wasn't perfect. To be honest, it was a mess. First, physiologically, childbirth is messy. But also a mess in terms of how a Messiah really ought to make an entrance. Instead of a warrior king, Jesus came as a child. To ordinary parents, in a manger, which in our own time, we should really be thinking about less as a barn and more as a makeshift tent like the ones that Palestinian refugees are living in along the Gaza Strip, or the ones like our own neighbors are living in just north of here in Kensington. Everything about how Christ chose to come into the world was unexpected, inconvenient, and uncontrollable from the people who had been anticipating his arrival the most. Christ's birth was not perfect, and that, in and of itself, is part of the gospel. The story of Christmas, the good news of the incarnation, is that God comes into the mess with us. For my daughter's second birthday, we rented an indoor play space, and I had a vision. Perfect decorations, perfect brunch spread. And you know how the story goes. I was so caught up trying to make everything perfect that I wasn't really present at the party. How could I be? I had to reattach the banner and refill the coffee and wipe up the crumbs so that my daughter would know how much I love her, obviously. At one point, one of the guests came up and gently put a hand on my shoulder and said, "Sarah, you're missing out on this special celebration." Y'all, I'm just kidding. They said, "We need more cream cheese." But as I started wildly digging through one of the dozen Trader Joe's grocery bags I'd brought, I heard my daughter joyfully squeal, "Here I go!" And something about her call pulled me back into the play area just in time to see her slide down this spiral slide that she had been afraid to try earlier. When she got out, she said, "Mama, did you see me?" And I had. "Do you want to do it with me?" And I did. It's really hard to describe what that moment gave me. It reopened my eyes to God's presence in the world, just all around. It wasn't perfect, but it was real. And it felt just like the angel says, "Good news of great joy for all people." Now, this is a story of a fairly ordinary moment in what I consider to be my pretty messy life. And for reasons that are beyond me, these are the stories and the kinds of places where God likes to show up, giving us signs not only that God comes to us, but that God will reveal God's glory to us and redeem us. The story of Christmas, the good news of the incarnation, is that God comes into the mess with us. And the question for us is, will we meet God there too? I want to be sure that it doesn't seem like I'm glorifying the mess. This is not a bless this mess sermon. The mess that I am talking about is all of the worst things. A better word here would be sin. Sin as individual and interior, as feeling that you're not good enough for the love of those around you, all the way to the systemic sins of war and poverty and oppression. And deep down, I think our desire for perfection has something to do with wanting the peace of mind that everything's going to be okay, that we're safe. And so it makes sense. It makes sense that we want out of the mess. I read an Advent Midrash that wondered, if Bethlehem was Joseph's hometown, then couldn't Joseph and Mary have found a relative to stay with? In fact, more updated translations of the gospel actually say they could find no guest room instead of no room at an inn. So what happened? Were his family members maybe too overwhelmed by the incoming administration and policies from their Roman rulers? Had their friends or faith leaders told them that it was wrong to shelter an unmarried pregnant couple? Were they angry at Joseph for making such a scandalous mistake? I have this image of Joseph knocking not on random inns, but on the doors of houses where he'd spent special holidays, played with cousins, eaten dinner. Mary's swollen belly rejected not by cranky innkeepers, but by the familiar faces of loved ones. I share this to say that sometimes, a lot of the time, it can feel like the only way to survive the mess is to turn it away and shut it out. And even when we do, God still comes. Because God knows, whether we face it or not, that sin stands between us and God. And so God closes the distance and gets into the mess with us. Because God doesn't care about perfect parties, though we're told one day there will be one. God cares about us, loves us, and there's no mess that will ever change that. Beloveds, the truth is that we welcome Jesus in places like this and on nights like tonight, not because we are perfect, but because we are people walking in darkness and seeking the light, opening our hearts to the story still being told through us, that God comes into the mess with us. And when we meet God there, in the realness of unconditional relationship, then God can get to work, giving us signs just like the shepherds that there is more than this mess, that like Mary, our lives can be a part of establishing God's mercy and justice and peace here on earth. And sometimes in extraordinary ways, like angels singing in the sky. But most of the time, at least all of the times in my life, God breaks into our world through the messy and the ordinary. A spiral slide at a birthday party, that hurt that you don't want anyone to see. The rubble in Gaza, Ukraine, Syria, in the bread and the wine. And there, beloveds, if we will come, God will teach us a new song. May it be so, and Merry Christmas. Amen.